the words of the Oakland Raiders. And Raider Nation, here's the head coach. He is Dennis Allen. Coach, it's Howard, David, and Gil Brandt. Good evening.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great, Dennis. First of all, I'm going to open this way. You ought to be put in jail for stealing. You got Dowling in the seventh round, and I guarantee you, he'll be your special teams demon, and will, you know, be a good safety for you.
Yeah, I tell you, Gil. I think. You know, obviously, we're very proud and very excited about the draft that we were able to have.
You had a good draft, very good.
You know, I thought Reggie and his staff did an outstanding job of setting up the draft board. And really, when you really get down to it, we felt like we were able to get a lot of players at a good value for where we were able to get those guys. So we feel very fortunate that some guys were able to fall to us, and we felt like we acquired some guys that are going to help our team win.
Coach, let's talk about the top. And Gil and I were just speaking about Khalil Mack a little while ago before you came on. Here's a guy from a small school, and people say, well, small school hasn't faced a lot of big-time competition. But yet here he goes with the fifth overall pick in the draft. Somebody knows something about this guy.
Yeah, well, you know, there's been a lot of guys that come from small schools that have ended up, you know, they have the yellow or the gold Hall of Fame jackets. You know, so just because you come from a small school doesn't mean you can't be a great player. This guy came from a small school, but he dominated that level of competition. And then when he had an opportunity to play up in level of competition, i.e. Ohio State, he was able to dominate at that level of competition too. So, you know, it's not about where you start, it's about where you end up. And we feel, you know, we feel great about the pick. I think he's going to be a great player and an identity type of player for the Oakland Raiders.
Coach, let me just dovetail that with before we get into Derek Carr for a second. Let's talk about Matt Schaub. I look at Matt Schaub and I remember the first couple of times he made the playoffs and Houston wound up playing against Cincinnati and beat him twice. And I remember seeing Matt Schaub, and he looked like he was particularly effective in the playoffs against the Bengals, and one of the reasons why they beat him twice. Things did not go well for him last year on a number of fronts. I look at Matt Schaub as a guy that just needed a change of scenery. Is that what you're seeing?
Well, here's the way I look at it. All right, I've followed Matt Schaub's career since I was with the Atlanta Falcons when we drafted him back in Atlanta, and this guy's an outstanding quarterback. You can do whatever you want to with the statistics. You can look at it however you want to look at it, but at the end of the day, he's a top 10 quarterback in the National Football League, and he's been that way over the last 5 years. And we're excited that he's our quarterback. We're excited that he's here, and he'll be a great addition to our football team and help lead us to where we want to get to.
And what a high class, smart individual. Also, you know, he came out of Virginia. He completed 70% of his passes in three years at Virginia. That's pretty good. And the fact that you were with him there at Atlanta before he was traded to Houston. I think you made a great trade for a sixth-round draft pick to get Matt Schaub.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I don't think there was anybody that we were going to draft in the sixth round of the draft that will have as much of an influence on our football team as what we were able to acquire when we got Matt Schaub. So we feel great about being able to get him. We feel great about him as our quarterback. I know he's going to come in this year and do an outstanding job, and he's already has done that so far throughout the offseason program.
Dennis Allen, the head coach of the Oakland Raiders, 6 of your 8 draft choices were on the defensive side of the ball, but I started to talk before about Derek Carr. A guy throws 5,000 yards worth of passes last year at Fresno State. I don't care who he was playing against. That's a lot of weight.
Yeah, you know, and it wasn't just last year. I mean, you know, he's had a productive career throughout his 4 years there at Fresno State. So, you know, I think he has most of the passing records and school records there at Fresno. And he's a guy that, you know, when we had an opportunity to go through the quarterback circuit and we interviewed all these quarterbacks and went to these pro days and watched them and evaluated them, spent a lot of time with them. I think the thing that you come out of meeting with him is you know, just he's a great competitor. He's very fiery, which you can see on the tape. Although his personality may not be fiery off the field, he's incredibly intelligent, one of the smartest quarterbacks that I've had an opportunity to interview. And we there's another guy that we had rated very highly that we felt fortunate fell to us there in the second round. And you can never have enough great quarterbacks. Because at that position, that's the most critical position on the football team. And we feel great about where we're at that position. We've got veteran leadership. We've got a guy that's proven that he can do it. And we've got young guys now on our football team that we feel like have a lot of great potential that can grow into being the quarterback of the future at some point.
It seems to me that Al Davis was leaning over McKenzie's shoulder, because if you look at Derek Carr and you see some things and watch some of his games, you know that he likes to take a risk every now and again, a little bit of a riverboat gambler, and Al would have loved this guy.
Yeah, well, you got to have some of that to be a great quarterback. I mean, all the great quarterbacks have a lot of confidence in themselves and have the ability to stick the ball into tight windows, and the great ones have the ability to do that, and they come out, you know, successful a majority of the time. And you see that with Derek. He's very confident in his ability to put the ball in the right spot and put it there on time, and he does a great job of it.
And Coach, if it wouldn't have been for the USC game, he'd have been picked in the first round. I think he has that kind of talent. He didn't play good against SC, so you based a lot on one game. But I thought that his work out there was good. And jumping to another player, Jackson. Tell me the difference between Jackson and Chase Warmack, who was the 10th player picked in the draft last year.
Well, I tell you, I think there's a lot of similarities. I know what we liked about Gabe Jackson is that we felt like this was a big, powerful man that really fit the scheme of what we want to be able to do. We want to be a big physical football team. We want to be able to knock people around, and we feel like that he's able to do that. And the fact that he played in 52 consecutive games, he's a durable player. You know, that's hard to find. Those guys that play at that level of competition in the SEC and can play 52 straight games. I mean, I think that's a testament to him and the way that he's built. I mean, he's built to last.
Talking with head coach Dennis Allen of the Oakland Raiders, in your private moments, and you can tell me that's none of my business, and I'll accept that. You look of the complete list of guys you drafted this time around, forgetting Mac for a second, forgetting Derek Carr for a second, but the rest of your picks, there's a guy on that list that you're saying, you know what, this guy is going to do some things for us. Who fits that description?
Well, first of all, I'd tell you that I don't know that I have any private moments anymore.
But we're just talking me and you now, you know.
Oh, okay. All right. I tell you what, number one, I'm proud of all the draft picks. I think all of these guys have an opportunity to come in and help us win, and help us win immediately. I tell you, one of the guys that I'm very interested in I think he's got a chance to be a really good player is Justin Ellis, the defensive tackle out of Louisiana Tech. You know, he was one guy that, you know, you always go through the draft process, and Gil, you know this. You know, you might rate guys in the first round, you might rate guys in the second round, third round, and then as you get down into the later rounds, you know, you're identifying guys that have traits and qualities that you can really envision what that player can do for you and do for you in your scheme. And you know, Justin Ellis was a player that really, you know, we identified early on that at a certain point we felt like he was a great value pick for us. He's a big man. He's a big space eater inside, but he's a heck of an athlete. He's got great feet, and he's got great first step explosion. And you know, he'll be a guy that I think can come in and you know, be in the rotation and have an immediate impact.
Are you concerned at all about his endurance?
Well, I think that's one of the things that you're concerned about anytime you take a big man like that. But, you know, I feel very confident in our strength staff and what we're going to be able to do here to keep him on the right path. And that's part of our job, is to make sure that we educate him on the way to, you know, not just be a player, but be a pro and understand how to take care of his body and put himself in the best position to have success on the football field.
You know, talking about endurance, if you want to see him a year ago versus Texas A&M. Not this year, but a year ago. I think the score was like 57 to 56 or something like that. And at the end of the game, he was playing as hard and chasing Manziel around as a player that just came in there and was in there for his first down. Coach Allen, let me say this to you. You know how I feel about you. I'm extremely proud of what you've done there and how you've done it. And I'm extremely proud of what the Raiders have done in this draft. I think it's a great draft.
Well, Gil, I really appreciate it, man. And we're making a lot of progress. We've got things going in the right direction. You know, everything that we've done throughout this offseason process has been about getting the Raiders back to where they need to be in the glory days of the Raiders. We still have that same commitment to excellence, and we're looking forward to this season and getting an opportunity to go out there and play and show what we can do.
Give us a little insight as to where you are running back-wise. McFadden's obviously had his injury problems over the course of his career, but when healthy, he's dynamic. And the addition of Maurice Jones-Drew. Are we looking at one guy carrying it maybe 18 times and the other guy 12 times? I mean, how do you see that marriage?
Yeah, well, I think this. I think we've got great depth at the running back position. I mean, when you talk about Darren McFadden and his explosiveness, and we know what he can do when he's able to stay healthy. You look at a Maurice Jones-Drew, who's been a Pro Bowl player, been an All-Pro player, and performed at a very high level for a lot of years. And then you look at a guy like Marcel Reese, who plays fullback, but yet in a pinch can go back there and play tailback when he handed the ball. We did it with him last year versus the Jets, and he rushed for over 100 yards. And then we've got some other young players that we feel like, you know, they've got a chance to be productive players for us. We're looking forward to watching them grow. I mean, we bring in a guy like Corey Sheets from Canada, and then we've got our sixth round draft choice from last year, Latavius Murray, who we feel very good about. He's back and getting healthy now, and so I feel great about the running back position, the fullback position. I think we got a lot of depth there. We got a lot of guys that have versatility that can do a lot of different things.
A lot of depth in this AFC West. Obviously, Denver, and we know they made a lot of moves defensively. San Diego made the playoffs last year. They can be explosive. And then, of course, Kansas City comes off an 11-win season. So the task is difficult, but... And I have no reason to puff you up a little bit other than to say that the NFL's better when the Raiders are better.
Yeah, and listen, it's time. You know, we need to get this team back to where it needs to be and be a team of relevance, not only in the AFC West, but in the National Football League. And I think we've made a lot of steps towards getting that done this year.
Has Tarver come off of the clouds yet with this draft?
No, he never comes off the cloud. He's excited. We're all excited. I think we've done a lot to you know, obviously we needed to improve this defense. This defense needed to improve, and we were able to go out and get some guys that we think can help us defensively. But even more so than that, we felt like we went out and got some guys that are going to improve us from a special team standpoint. And you know as well as anybody that's a critical part in the game that gets overlooked a lot.
Dennis Allen, head coach of the Raiders. Final thing for me, and I know it's not when you look at the schedule, when any coach looks at the schedule, it's not who you play, it's when you play them. And unfortunately for the Raiders, two of your first three games are on the East Coast. That makes it kind of hard.
Yeah, well, yeah. Listen, there's nothing that you can do about the schedule. The schedule is what it is. Our job is to go out and play whenever and wherever they tell us to go play, and our job is to go win. And I feel like we're building the right type of team, and we're excited about the opportunity. And we're going to go play wherever they tell us to play, whenever they tell us to play. We're going to line up and give it everything we got, and I feel like we got a good shot to win.
Coach Allen, tell that young son of yours he better be in training camp, because we're looking forward to seeing him there.
Well, I promise you, Gil, he'll be there. He's already been hounding me already about it.
Thanks again, Coach. Appreciate it.
Okay, guys, thanks.